Rich Kimble, Carrie Haskell, and Bruce Pratt here for this week's Sports Lit 101, looking ahead to the holiday season.
Yeah, usually I wait until the first of December, the first show in December, to talk about books people might want to think about in terms of getting gifts. But we know that this year we need to order ahead. And on that first Wednesday in December, we'll have a guest. So I didn't want to do that. And instead of going just for this year's books, I thought I'd look back over the last several years, look for books that might pair well. You know, you go out and you buy somebody a book. Maybe you want to buy them two because you love them a lot. You want to buy them two books. And I've broken it down by sport. This does not mean these are the best books, the greatest books. I don't want any author who's off this list to feel that we didn't value their work. But these are books I thought would go together well. Now, we'll start with running. And there are four books in this group, and any two of them would be good for anybody. Abdi's World by Abdi Abderrahman and Miles Schrag from Solstice Press, subtitled The Black Cactus on Life, Running, and Fun. We've talked about the book. We're going to talk to Abdi and Miles in a couple of weeks. Race Across America and the 1929 Bunyan Derby by Charles Kastner were both great books, and we really like them. It'll teach you a lot about history, and they're inspiring books. And then a book which has meant a lot to me, and it's been years since we had the authors on, Rita Liberty and Maureen Smith, with Representing Wilma Rudolph. One of the most underrated American Olympic athletes of all time. And I thought, since that's true about her, and Abdi Abderrahman is the only five-time American Olympian, that'd be good. And what the people did in Race Across America and the 1929 Bunyan Derby would make anybody on the Olympics. And the two Kastner books are from Nebraska, and the Wilma Rudolph book is from Syracuse. And Carrie's going to post all this on the website on the Sports Lit 101 story. So, basketball. Wheels of Courage, How Paralyzed Veterans from World War II Invented Wheelchair Sports, Fought for Disability Rights, and Inspired a Nation by David Davis. Davis has been on with us a few times. This is from Syracuse Press. This is a book that will really, really challenge you, I think, in a lot of ways, to think about the way we look at those people who have been injured severely by going in harm's way in our behalf. It's a great book. Then one of my favorite books of all time we've ever had, Dust Bowl Girls by Lydia Reeder from Algonquin Books, story of basketball played by young women in Oklahoma in the 1920s and 30s. Follow that up with Canyon Dreams by Michael Powell, which also focuses on basketball, and it focuses on that on the Navajo Reservation. There are indigenous players in Dust Bowls, which really ties it up. And I also thought a book I thought about a lot recently, The Rebounders by Amanda Ottaway, who played Division I basketball for Davidson College in North Carolina, and who was recruited by a number of places and had an up and down experience as a Division I athlete. And I think those of us who are fans of UMaine sports, I don't think any of our basketball players experience working with Coach Vachon what Amanda did down in at Davidson. But we'll get a real insight of what it's like to be playing D1 sports when the other side of this is not riches. It's not great wealth. Now, hockey, I thought about a couple of novels. The Mighty Oak by Jeff Benz and Blackstone Press, which is a book Rich and I both really liked, the story of an enforcer in his, shall we say, and not at his best time in his life. And I would pair that with 20 Miles by Kara Headley, which is a book that from years back about a women's hockey, college hockey team, and a young girl sort of finding her way through life as a result of being part of that. And that's a book I've taught at Maine in Hockey Lit. And I always like the way that the men on the men's hockey team love this book. They're the ones that love 20 Miles the best. And they go, it's so great because I tell people the girls are just like us. And what they're talking about is that the way that hockey teams bond and become teams. And then a couple of poetry collections. Night Work, the Sawchuck Poems by Randall Maggs, is a phenomenal book-length series of poems about Terry Sawchuck. There's a new edition that was out last year or the year before with an introduction by friend of downtown, Angie Abdu, from from British Columbia, from Fernie, British Columbia. And it's Angie's comments and introduction are really insightful. It's really good. Then Deke, Dangle, and Dive by Gibson Fay LeBlanc, who is the head of Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance. It's from Cavan Carey Press. It's a really, really good collection of poems about both the importance of hockey in his life and his losing his brother to terminal cancer. And then the Hockey Player Sonnets by another friend of the show, John B. Lee. I love this because everybody here except Kara Headley's been on Downtown. The Hockey Player Sonnets is a full-length collection of poems which are about hockey and other things. John B. Lee is just a fabulous poet. He's the poet laureate of a number of regions in Canada. It's from Penumbra Press. I should mention that Randy Magg's book is from Brickhouse, this night work, the Sawchuck Poems. Then a book that I talked about not long ago, The Black Bonspiel of Willie McCrimmon. It's sort of about curling. It's sort of about Faust in deals made with the devil. But it is just incredibly entertaining. And I must have laughed out loud 50 times. There was times I had to put the book down. I was laughing so loud. It's by W.O. Mitchell Douglas. Now, the problem is, W.O. Mitchell. It's from Douglas Books in Canada. Just go online, and it's The Black Bonspiel, B-O-N-S-P-I-E-L, of Willie McCrimmon. Again, this will be on the website. You're going to have to buy it online. It's out of print, but I bought mine for $1.45. The shipping was more than the book. It's available as a novella, a stage play, and it was a short story in a collection. Get the novella. It's just out of sight. Terrific. Then two books on soccer, and people who know me know that I'm not a huge soccer fan, but I love both these books. I thought One Goal by Amy Bass was who's about the Lewiston High School soccer team and what their journey from where they have come, many of them from African countries to this country, and what it has meant to the community is really great. And that's by Hachette Books, H-A-C-H-E-T-T-E. That's I forget, it's an imprint of one of the big ones. But One Goal is a really inspiring and wonderful book, and I have really enjoyed it. And then I talked about a play a couple of weeks back called The Wolves by Sarah DeLapp. If you like plays, if you like soccer, if you like learning about how young women think when it comes to sports, it's a really phenomenal piece. It was a runner-up for the 2017 Pulitzer Prize in Literature. I didn't know anything about it until last year's Sports Literature Association conference when there were two presentations on it, and both of the men who presented on it were just torn away by how good it was. Cycling. I've had a lot of books on cycling. They've all been good, but two of them will stick with me forever. The first is The Two-Wheeled World of George B. Thayer. I see Rich smiling over there. We just love this book. By Kevin J. Hayes. It's from Nebraska Press. It's just a really, really great story about the wheelmen, the first peer groups of people who started riding the old bone shaker bikes for 100 miles a day. Think about those big high wheel bikes in the low thing. No brakes. They would ride them for 100 miles a day because it was faster than a horse. It was faster than taking the train. That the bicycles have over time been the toys of the elite. They've been the workhorse of the poor. Bicycles have meant a lot of things, and that two-wheeled world of George B. Thayer is just great. And then friend of the show, and Kevin J. Hayes was on with us, Duncan Jameson, The Self-Propelled Voyager, which talks about a lot of the same people, interesting people. People that tried to run those bicycles around the world. Some of them didn't make it. Some of them did. But just wonderful stories about people that took epic bike trips in the early days of bicycling. Now, it's been said that baseball is the sport that most lends itself to literature, and I agree. And there's been more great literature in baseball. I want to talk about three novels first. First, Gods of Wood and Stone by Mark Iannio. If you like great literature, even if you don't like baseball, Gods of Wood and Stone is a really tremendous book. You got it first and passed it on to me. My wife loved it. It's a really, really terrific book. That's from Touchstone Books. And it It really gets to the heart of where literature and history and culture meet, I think. Then two books by Tim Wendel, who was a great guest, Escape from Castro's Cuba and Castro's Curveball. We read them out of order. Doesn't make any difference. They're both really good books. Those are from Nebraska.
And Tim, with Escape from Castro's Cuba, one of three downtown friends from this year whose books are nominated for Casey Awards for the best baseball books of the year.
Right. And David Crow would be the other one.
No. Luke Eplin for Our
and,
Team.
And Joe Posnanski.
For the Baseball 100.
Yes. Then two good books that deal with baseball in the early 20th century. The Best Team Over There by Jim Leake, which talks about players from Major League Baseball who fought in World War I, which also talks specifically about Grover Cleveland Alexander and... the stuff about him is really good. But Jim Leake, L-E-E-K-E from Nebraska, the Best Team Over There. Then a book we just talked with Steve Steinberg, one of the authors, Comeback Pitchers, about Howard Emke and Jack Quinn. Again, a book that tells us a lot about the history of baseball in the early 20th century, but tells us even more about the history of America and the way sports were for, we often think now that sports is a way for kids out of extreme poverty. But we don't tend to think of it as kids. We think of that as an inner city kind of thing. Whereas in the early part of the 20th century, the way to escape the unending drudge of living in poverty in rural America was for many people to become employable as sports people. And it's a really good book. And also a book I really liked, and Rich liked it too, Buzzy and the Bull by Ken Lezebnik from Nebraska. It's sort of a rollicking tale of Buzzy Bavese and the Bull and how their relationship was and how things are different in baseball today. Two other quick ones. Don't forget The Wax Pack by Brad Baloukian. If you haven't read it, you haven't read one of the best baseball books of all time. And Summer Baseball Nation by Will Gagan. Mm. Both of those are from Nebraska. And they were books that Summer Baseball Nation will remind you why you love baseball on a warm summer evening. Yeah. And it could be a little league game or it could be a major league game. Then last but not least, we'll go to football. In this case, we're talking professional football. Collision of Wills by Jack Gilden remains one of our all-time favorite books here about Johnny Unitas and Don Shula. Present at the Creation by Upton Bell with Ron Borges. If you want to really know everything about how the NFL got started, read this one. The League by Jerry Eisenberg, which is a really penetratingly good book. That's from Basic Books. I really like the NFL, the new edition by Dick Crapoe from University of Illinois Press. A very, balanced look at the history of that. And for a novel, if there's a better football novel than Billy Lynn's Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk by Ben Fountain from Eco HarperCollins. I don't know what it is. So anyway, Carrie will have those up on the website so people don't have to remember. You can also contact me. The easiest way is probably go to the University of Maine website and click on my email there if you want more information on any of them. But that'll give you some ideas for the sports fan on your list.
Excellent. Thank you, Bruce.